And that, for me, is the key to the magic of the Quixote. How
Yes.
something that is so funny can also be so terribly, terribly sad. I mean, I well, sorry, God.
Well, no, I was going to say
Yeah.
Nabokov, of course, came to that point too, and he eventually concludes that this character not only gets bigger in the book, he gets bigger in history in 400 years of people reading him. He says at the end of his amazing lectures on Quixote, "We do not laugh at him any longer. His blazon is pity. His banner is beauty. He stands for everything that is gentle, forlorn, pure, unselfish, and gallant. The parody has become a paragon." It's an amazing humbling of him, his brilliant self in front of this.
And very, very obviously, very acute, very perceptive set of remarks. Now, the interesting thing is that it would have been impossible to say something like that before the Romantics, the German and English Romantics, essentially refashion Don Quixote. Starting in the late 18th century, early 19th century, outside of Spain, people began to see this character who had been perceived primarily as a comic character. They began to see a kind of a pathos there, a kind of transcendence, a kind of nobility. His madness was a noble madness, and I mean you.